And now, before we close the coffin lid, Arizona Spotlight presents this reading from Tucson novelist Lydia Millett.
The humid air of the streets was heavy with a gray smog. Cars here still ran on leaded gasoline. Simply, no one had yet passed a law to prevent it. As a result, children breathed in the toxic fumes every day and gradually lost brain function. It came to Hal, a curious thought, because he wasn't given to theories of the supernatural, that their ghosts must linger here, the ghosts of those children, before they were impaired. Even as the living children went on, growing into adults of limited intelligence, so must the ghosts linger beside them, pale images of what they might have become. Ahead of him, a thin boy stepped out of the darkened doorway of a building. Hal felt an impulse to apologize to this boy, in case he was one of the retarded ones. Not that Hal himself was personally responsible for the lead in the gasoline of this foreign country, but in the sense that they all were, that individuals were culpable, especially individuals like him, secure and comfortable and well-educated, for all the rest of them. But now the boy must be confused, because he wasn't moving out of the way. Hal would have to step around him, down over the curb, onto the street, and up again. He moved to step into the street, smiling apologetically, in case, since, after all, he was the interloper here, not the boy, it had been rude on his part not to do so in the first place. He noticed, in the boy's rising hand, something thin and gray. Then the boy stepped up to him, and the boy's hand was on his pocket. At the same time, he felt a pain in his side and was already on his way down to the dirty sidewalk before he could say anything. Falling into sharpness, or the sharpness was crumpling him. It happened so smoothly that as the boy ran away, a small bundle in his hand, a wallet, Hal was still feeling beholden, as though he owed him an apology. He was a child, after all. He wanted to protect them, despite the bad behavior, knowing that all hurt animals had to flail. It was bad. It was surprisingly bad. But the sharpness faded, actually washed itself out a bit. It softened and covered him as he lay, doubtful, stricken by confusion. Was he supposed to be doing something? Was there something he could do about his situation? He was part of the world's momentum, part of its on and on functioning, its inertia that was never ending. He himself was responsible for the boy, and by extension for this, for the sharpness and the spreading bewilderment. He had played by the rules. He had always played by the rules, even when, for a second, he considered breaking them and then decided not to. His life had been bracketed by rules, enclosed by their tidy parentheses. He had gone along in the forward motion. He had done nothing to stop it. Warmth flowed over the sidewalk. His own, he felt, in a wave of dismay. Had he disgraced himself? But it was thick, blood, not urine. The sidewalk heated under his side and his arm, but he himself grew colder despite the weather, his legs and stomach icy. He had thought it was so cloying in this place, so humid, just a minute ago. How quickly it all flickered. Time was not in step with humans, in the end. It went too fast and too slow, and yet people expected it to guide them and shelter them. And the boy was gone. Hal was alone, and he almost missed him. Come back, he thought. Boy? Anyone?
That was Lydia Millett, reading an excerpt from her future novel, Ghost Lights.